The Megadim Chadashim in his Sefer Masechtas Brachos, Rav David Yoel Weiss, so he quotes the Rashbetz in the Sefer Magoin Avos, Masechtas Avos, who quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, Arba Mesu Bnei Chamishim Ushtayim Shana. There are four people that died at the age of 52. Four people in history that died at the age of Nun Beis. Shmuel HaRamasi, our Gemara, Shloimeh HaMelech. Shloimeh HaMelech died at the age of 52. Shmuel HaKatan, the Tana Shmuel HaKatan, died at the age of 52. Ushmuel Bar Abba Chaveri Shal Rab. And the famous Amir Shmuel in Shas, he also died at the age of 52. Very interesting Medrash. I think what's even more interesting is that we talk a lot about Rav, who had Arichas Yomim, Beschus Tfilas Rav. The Zohar says the Rav lived 300 years, 400 years, what exactly that means, but the point is, for sure, Rav had Arichas Yomim, which is why when we bench Rosh Chodesh, according to some Girsais, Yiratzayin, and we daven for not just life, but we daven for chayim aruchim be'echos u'be'kamos, and we're mesayim b'schus tefilas Rav, based on the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos that says that this was Rav's tefila. Rav used to be mespalel this tefila every day, and Rav's tefila was answered because Rav was zoichet arichas yamim. Rav had chayim aruchim. Rav lived for a very, very long time. That's Rav. But mitzad sheni, Shmuel, Rav's bar plukta, Rav's counterpart, chaveroi shel Rav. How long did he live? He lived 52 years, which the Gemara says is not zikna. So Rav had tremendous arichas yamim. Shmuel wasn't zoichet to arichas yamim. Definitely interesting. But it's Yadua. You can't learn this Gemara without speaking out the famous Arizal. That Arizal said, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Chaf Ches, that after Rabbi Gamliel was overthrown from his Nasius, so they needed to replace him with a Nasi, and it wasn't clear who the next option should be. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel being overthrown had something to do with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva didn't have Yichus. Rabbi Eliezer was Mitami de Beishamai. Rabbi Tarfin, why wasn't he suggested? We've spoken about that. But the question was, who should be the next Nasi? And ultimately it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The problem was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very young. He was only 18 years old, but he had a miracle. The miracle was that all of a sudden he woke up one morning and he had a shine vasabud and he had this beautiful hadras upon him and suddenly he looked like an older person. And the Gemara says that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant in the Mishnah Novice that we say by the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Hare ani kiven shivim shana. He wasn't 70 years old. He was 18 years old, but he was kiven shivim shana. He looked like he was 70 years old. So the Arizal said that what's the pnimiyas inyan? What's really pshat? He said pshat is that the Gemara says Masechtas Tainus Daf Yomid Beis, the Gemara that we just learned, that Shmuel Hanavi died at the age of 52. And it's mavur in the Gemara that really Shmuel was going to be Mayrich Yomim. He was going to live much longer. But umiyitcha gavra mipkame gavra, he died at a younger age because of the whole cheshbon in the Gemara. And how did he die? Zik Nakavtsa Olav. Hashem suddenly prematurely made him look older. Said Arizal that really Shmuel HaNavi was going to live 70 years. But he died 18 years earlier than he was supposed to live. Those 18 years came back in the form of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Gilgal of Shmuel, and when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 18 years old, he was Mashlim, 70 years, the 52 years of Shmuel, plus his 18 years, and that's what he meant when he said, Hare ani kiven shivim shana, that I'm like 70 years old, I'm 18, but I'm like 70, because in the Gilgal, he had the Gilgal of Shmuel, so with Shmuel's 52 years plus his 18 years together with 70, and that's the Re'ah Nikav and Shivim Shana. But now that we just learned this Gemara, we appreciate this a little bit better. Because what happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? What was the miracle? What does the Gemara say in Brachos Chaf Ches? Zikna Kafza Olav. All of a sudden he had white hairs and suddenly he looked older. The Gemara says that's exactly what happened to Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was Zikna Kafza Olav. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had the Nesham of Shmuel HaNavi. And the Nesham of Shmuel HaNavi had in it an Indian of Zikna Kafza Olav. It happened to Shmuel so that people shouldn't be Mirane Nabasre. That's the Gemara Tainus Daf Heyam and Beis. It happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare Anikiv and Shivim Shana. He meant his 18 years were Mashlim. So now it's Shivim Shana of Shmuel HaRamasi. But Zikna Kavtza Olav took place to him in the same exact way that it happened. Same way that it happened to Shmuel HaRam. Same way it happened to Shmuel HaNavi. I saw also in the Megadim Chadashim, This too is a Masechtas Brachas. This is on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph on that Gemara, but the Gemara Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he brings from the Plotzke Goyen. The Plotzke Goyen in his Agadah Shel Pesach called Birchas Ashir. So he brings this Vart from the Arizal. This is a classic Agadah Shel Pesach Vart. But he has a nice Sofa. He says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. So he said, Ben is Begematria 52. Ben is Nun Beis. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. I'm like the Ben Shivim Shana. He was referring to Shmuel. Shmuel who lived 52 years. So it's the 52 of Shmuel plus his 18. That's the 70 years. And he said, what's Shana? Shana is Rosh Hatevois Nishmas Shmuel Hanavi. Hare Ani Kiben Shivim Shana. I'm like 70 years old. It's the 52 years of Shmuel Hanavi. And Shon is Rosh Hatevis Nishma Shmuel Hanavi. That's the rest of the story. Hare Ani Kivem Shivim Shana.